That's Chris Thiele, last name spelled T-H-I-L-E, with his uplifting rendition of Amazing Grace. And again, I encourage folks to pray for the wellness of all creation and take that feeling and direct it to those who you feel need it, who you sincerely feel need it. And that would include Justin Bieber, who we're talking about, in my view, in my, as I feel inspired to do. His actions in the past, he has expressed regret for. And I think that if we send him those good vibes to inspire him to continue doing so, we will see some results. Maybe not what we expect. Don't expect a certain outcome, though prayer, sending those good vibes for the upliftment of all creation will ripple out from him and ripple back to him and yourself for the wellness of all. And may not see it, at least not immediately, though if you pray, at least the outcome will be better. It may not be, as I say, what you expect, what you hope for. And I do hope, certainly, that he is better able to speak from his heart in all matters. So on this particular one, his Ramsey Hunt syndrome diagnosis, that him speaking out will prove his physical, spiritual fortitude. And getting some comments on Facebook Live as well as in the chat room. So let me just breeze over those. And okay, I'll get to those. Thanks for Art and Georgia. If you want to call in on any of those comments, you're welcome to, but I'll mention the Gateway Pundit link that you posted there when I finish up this article here over at stevekirsch.com or stevekirsch.substack.com. You're listening to Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, the final hour of this June 19th, 2022. You can reach us 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if that number is busy or it's not covered in your calling plan, then try the toll-free number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Save Republic Broadcasting Network the toll, and please donate to the network. Keep the network going and growing. And this community, this valuable community of so many educated and inspiring folks, those with very unique perspectives keep us together on this community, this network. And I say community because it's more than just a broadcast network. There are also the comments that you can add on the website and on the Facebook page over at facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And let's get back to this article over at stevekirsch.substack.com entitled Why I'm 99% Certain That Justin Bieber's Facial Paralysis Was Caused by the COVID Vaccine, dated June 10th, 2022. And picking up where I left off, one other thing, why the silence on this? Obviously, everyone's talking about this. Why would Justin not reveal he is unvaccinated? Why would he hide this? That's a great question. That's a seminal question. I think it's because he wants folks to know and read between the lines. Continuing the article, is there a mechanism of action to explain why the vaccine could have caused this? Yes, see this article over at Doctors 4, number 4, covidethics.org. Dr. Bhakti, that's Sukrit Bhakti, explains basic immunology, dated December 22nd, 2021. And he's among those who are, it links over to the video that's really gone viral since then, since December last year, that these COVID shots are causing a lowering of the CD4, CD8, T lymphocyte cell counts to go down, even to what is known as clinical AIDS, which is a CD4 T lymphocyte count of 200 or below. Continuing the article of Steve Kirsch's, and also read this article from September 2021, explains potential mechanisms, and specifically to herpes zoster, at ukcolumn.org, entitled Stabilizing the Code by Dr. Mike Williams, September 12th, 2021. And it's quite revealing on the genetic codes of the immune response, citing a study, the BNT162B2 mRNA vaccine against SARS-CoV-2 reprograms both adaptive and innate immune responses. That's the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID shot it's referring to, the BNT162B2 mRNA vaccine, so-called vaccine. And continuing the article, and this paper published in the British Medical Journal about shingles reactivation after the COVID vaccine, something I have personally witnessed in my friends, published in the British Medical Journal, herpes zoster reactivation after mRNA 1273 vaccination in patients with rheumatic diseases. And there's so many references, I'm not going to go into them, but they're all linked to at stevekirsch.substack.com. This article. Continuing, direct support from the scientific literature on COVID vaccines and Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, RHS, two papers. I'm not the only one who found the link. The press simply does not do their homework. There are perhaps 10,000 journalists in the world, and as pointed out in the comments, nobody is even considering the possibility that Bieber's injury could be vaccine-related. There are at least two articles in the peer-reviewed scientific literature pointing out the connection. Here it is in the British Medical Journal, entitled The Ramsey-Hunt Syndrome Following COVID-19 Vaccination. And here is the second article about Ramsey-Hunt Syndrome and the COVID vaccines in Enfermedades Infecciosas y Microbiologia Clinica. I'm not a Spanish speaker, but it seems like it translates to infectious infirmities and clinical microbiology. And that's the publication, the journal, the medical journal. Enfermedades Infecciosas y Microbiologia Clinica, dated July 19th, 2021. Syndrome de Ramsey-Hunt tras vaccination con or with mRNA SARS-CoV-2. Translating to Ramsey-Hunt syndrome following mRNA SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. Continuing the article, anecdotes also confirm the connection. This tweet is from February 23rd, 2022. This again shows people are seeing this, and it can appear any time from one day after to 6 months after the jab. In this case, the physician had 4 cases in a month where he had never had any in his entire 32-year history. The 4 cases were all vaxxed. 3 were boosted, and all cases were 3 to 4 months post-vax. Do you think it was causal? So it's not like this isn't happening or it's rare. Four cases happening to a single doctor in a month isn't rare. It's happening, but the press isn't reporting it, and few people are reporting in VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And this wasn't a plant since it was in February, meaning it was before Justin Bieber's revelation last week. Thanks to @Pabo on Gab, social network, gab.com, for bringing this to my attention. In Wild Weekend on Twitter, Bieber/New China Lockdown/Crypto Crash, but this interview with former global head of respiratory diseases at Pfizer absolutely takes the cake. Well worth the time investment. Posted, referring to a post by Dr. Neil Chesson, MD, quote, in the past month, I have seen four cases of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which is shingles involving ear and facial nerve. Never saw a single case in 32 years of practice. All vaxxed, three boosted, 2 to 3 months prior. Very odd. This tweet was posted February 23rd, 2022. And to correct myself, I thought that that doctor earlier in the article was anonymous, though it is Dr. Neil Chesson, MD. Continuing the article, why is nobody in the mainstream press investigating this possibility? If this is a possibility, you may ask, quote, why isn't anyone in the mainstream press covering this, end quote. Here is the answer from Bill Rice, Jr., who is a former newspaper editor. Quote, at this writing, there are more than 1,100 reader comments to this story. This shows the tremendous interest in the story. It shows that many people feel it is almost certain that the vaccines injure Justin Bieber. These people also believe that many other people they personally know or other celebrities have also been injured or killed by these quote-unquote vaccines. The huge reader interest in this topic and how widespread this belief is proves that the mainstream press should be covering this story and at least mention the elephant in the room. I'm a former newspaper editor. One criteria for running or not running the story was simple. Did I think my readers might be interested in the topic? The reader comments and quote-unquote likes shown with the story tell us there is tremendous interest in this story and an obvious demand for more stories or more real investigation. The fact that no follow-up will occur and the elephant in the room will continue to be unmentioned provides even more evidence that the gatekeepers of the news don't care at all what type of journalism their readers would like to see. They aren't going to get this journalism from their news organization. All they care about is protecting the authorized narrative. There must be 10,000 full-time journalists at mainstream news organizations in America who have written COVID or vaccine stories by now. And there's a little bit of commentary on how many journalists should have covered this. I'm not going to go over all that. What does VAERS say about the rates of RHS? First, here's what the slide I wrote says about shingles says, quote, but according to Jonathan Jerry, the pseudoscience buster at McGill, that's McGill University, I'm a misinformation spreader for pointing out the high rate of shingles recurrence as acknowledged in the peer-reviewed literature. In my defense, according to VAERS, there were 54 shingles reports following the COVID vaccines in the U.S. and associated with death. There were zero cases in 2020 for all vaccines combined. 54 divided by zero is infinity, which is off the charts for most charts I'm aware of, end quote. But Bieber was diagnosed with RHS. As all misinformation spreaders know, the MedDRA search term use for RHS is the more cool sounding herpes zoster oticus. That's MedDRA's Department of Defense's database. Let's search all of theirs, that's all vaccines, over 32 years. And then he shows a screenshot from the National Vaccine Information Center, because they are collating the data from VAERS, because VAERS does not release the raw data. We have National Vaccine Information Center and OpenVAERS.com, OpenVAERS.com, who collate the data and categorize the adverse events, including deaths from COVID shots, and compare it to historical vaccines. So from this National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, analysis, it found 6 cases where age is 20 or more and under 30, and location in the United States, and symptom is herpes zoster oticus. So they found a total of 6 for that age group, 18 to 29 years old. That's in all the history of VAERS, going back, I think it's all 32 years that VAERS has been in existence. Now let's limit our search to just the COVID vaccines from the June 3rd, 2022 release of the VAERS data. Found 5 cases where age is 18 to 29 years old, United States, and the COVID-19 vaccine symptom is herpes zoster oticus. They found 5 cases, and that's just in the last 2 years, the COVID shots, almost 2 years. I'll finish up this article here over at stevekirsch.substack.com when we come back. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here with you. Give us a call, 512-248-8252, toll free 800-313-9443. So stay tuned, and we'll finish this up and then cover much, much more.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
I'm certain measure of righteousness. A certain amount of force. A certain degree of determination. Daring on a different course.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. And if you want, and I'm Chris Steyer, and if you want to have victory, you can call into those other shows that are adversarial and try to persuade them, build a relationship with them, and you'll find that you will be able to persuade them, at least making baby steps, forming a relationship with them by treating them with respect. And then you won't have to vote against their interests. You won't hopefully have to fight them in the streets. And it's so much more rewarding to have, as so much more therapeutic than covering all this terrible news and getting others to accept it who don't want to accept it, who haven't accepted it. Making some progress over the years, with, as I've covered in the past, calling in the shows, and agreeing on certain things, finding common ground. They know that what you're doing is showing care for the truth, that you want them to look good as well. And you agree with them, you find common ground, and you disagree with them because you want to help keep them sharp, help their reputation out, and bring out their innate interest in the truth, in seeking the truth, finding their childhood curiosity, despite perhaps their collectivist inclinations. You become part of their collective, or maybe they don't, not become part of it, but perceived part of their collective if you form that relationship with them, because you have built the bridges in the past, and you really care about the activism that they do on certain things, agree on certain things. So say environmentalists, point out to them, hey, these multinational corporations who are taking over, with no allegiance to any country, vaccine makers, COVID shot makers, they don't have any liability, as I mentioned, the Public Readiness and Preparedness Act of 2005, the PREP Act, covers emergency use authorized COVID shots, which is all of them. and the National Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, which covers vaccines, liability-free multinational corporations. They want to make us sick. They know that. And if you can't fight them, and progressives and liberals are aware of this, even on the social networks, if you're not allowed free speech even on the social networks, they find alarming, I know. They've pointed out. Well, you're not going to have any free speech to fight your environmentalist issues, even. It includes human health, human personal health, ecological health, and economic health. And that's the focus of the show, is health personally, economically, and ecologically, and bring power to the people, rather than wait doing what we can, rather than waiting for politicians to reform those areas. And I think it all comes down to economics, being able to afford quality goods and services, premium quality goods, heirloom quality goods, and honest services with integrity. Folks live up to their promises rather than feel as if they have to cheat somebody, because otherwise how do they make money? Lower the quality or the amount of their products. And return to quality. It seems like even those progressives are seeing this, and they do their fund drives on the local community sponsored station I mentioned. They're worried about inflation. Well, we should adjust for inflation, adjust our donation goals for inflation. I mean, it's very nice to hear, very refreshing to hear them address that, to acknowledge that. And we'll be back in the last half hour here of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and finish up that Steve Kirsch article, as I promised, as quickly as possible. I'll skim through that. And
you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. You're everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason the light's born. It's my heart that I need to be sure. Keep it pure.
Back, Liberation Station Radio Show, June 19th, 2022, final half hour. You can reach us at 512-248-8252, toll-free 800-313-9443. And as promised, picking up with the Steve Kirsch article, stevekirsch.substack.com, titled Why I'm 99% Certain That Justin Bieber's Facial Paralysis Was Caused by the COVID Vaccine, dated June 10th, 2022. The Ramsey-Hunt syndrome that Justin Bieber has been diagnosed with. And picking up where I left off, and then we'll get to the article that Art in Georgia has posted on the Facebook live feed, the video stream where I show everything on screen, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And you can join us in the chat room over at the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Continuing the article, so if I could find only one case in VAERS where this happened, that's the Ramsey, or that's the herpes zoster oticus, which is the cause of the Ramsey-Hunt syndrome facial paralysis that Justin Bieber has been diagnosed. So if I could find only one case in VAERS where this happened for any vaccine in the 32 years history of VAERS for anyone between 20 and 30 years old, and there were five cases for the COVID vaccines, which have only been available for someone Justin's age for about a year, so that's 32 times 5 equals 160 times higher incidence rate per year. So we are comparing the COVID vaccines versus all other vaccines combined. If we compared the relative rates versus a specific vaccine like the flu vaccine, it's infinitely more likely, since the sole case in VAERS was a military service member who got both the flu vaccine and the anthrax vaccine. Since there are no other cases reported for the flu vaccine, the most likely cause was the anthrax vaccine. Justin likely didn't get the anthrax vaccine, so I'd suspect the COVID vaccine. Note that the counts are only five cases because of the age restriction, but due to the underreporting factor in VAERS, meaning it's a voluntary, because that's a voluntary passive system, likely according to the Harvard report known as the Lazarus Report, so about 100 times underreported. Continuing. There are likely around 500 people, just like Justin, ages 20 to 30, who suffer from the same thing. What does VAERS show about the time of incidence of RHS, Ramsay-Hunt syndrome? According to the VAERS data, for 20 to 30 years old, RHS can show up anytime from one day after the shot to as many as 189 days after the shot, and possibly longer. Since we don't know when Justin was vaccinated and we can't comment on the incubation period, but clearly it can first appear many days after being vaccinated. VAERS calculation of overall incidence rate. If we do a full VAERS query without the age restriction, we find there are 66 cases of RHS. But we learned from my recent disability article that I just wrote yesterday that the URF is 128 for permanent disabilities. In that article, also dated June 10th, at stevekirsch.substack.com, is entitled "A Cool New Way to Get an Estimate of the Death Toll Using Disability Data." Many people, including most recently Elgato Mallow, have noticed the VEX, that means the bad cat, and Elgato Mallow's Spanish for the bad cat, also on Substack, have noticed the vaccine disabled 1.8 million people. Can we use that number as yet another way to estimate the number killed by the vaccine? So, continuing, 66 times 128 equals 8,448 estimated incidence rate. Since we've vaccinated 250 million people, that's a rate of 8,448 divided by 250 times 10 equals 338 per 100,000 people years. The medical literature says the natural rate is 5 per 100,000 people years. So there's a 99% chance that it was the vaccine that caused his RHS. That's what the math says. If he has Bell's palsy, then it is less certain. Bell's palsy has a 0.5% incidence rate, so that is 500 per 100,000, compared to 30 per 100,000, which gives us a 94% certainty it was the vaccine. But the false narrative says the vaccines are safe and effective. A very conservative analysis suggests there is a 45% chance it was the vaccine. If you look at 25 to 30 males with RHS, there is only one VAERS entry. That's pretty small to make any reliable extrapolations with. Assuming that 50% of the males got vaccinated, that's 5 million vaccinated males. Assuming the disabled URF is 128 as above, this 128 cases per 5 million vaccinated, or just 2.5 cases per 100,000. According to this paper, there is 3 cases per 100,000 natural rate. Let's divide 30 by 10 since the chart is per million. Sorry, folks, for getting in all the weeds here. I'm going to skip the rest of the article. It's stretches on and time is running out. Before we get to the Gateway Pundit article that I promised to read that Art in Georgia has passed on, let's go to Tom in Utah. Good morning. What's on your mind? Oh, Tom dropped. All right, then. Tom, you're welcome to call back, and let's go over to that Gateway Pundit article and pull that up on the screen. Sorry, folks, this is doing this on the fly here. I'm skipping around. Okay, so this article at the Gateway Pundit, did have a chance to skim over during the break. Okay, Tom's back. So, good morning, Tom. What do you have?
Hi, Chris. I love the counsel of Paul at the very end of Timothy, 1 Timothy, where he talks about the babblings and the so-called science that we're getting. When you get a chance, read that. Timothy 6, 620. Anyway, in simple terms, the vaccine, of course, is based on animal tissue, of which we're in that kingdom. So when you're injecting a vaccine into the body, bypassing or shunting the liver, you're ending up with tissues that are like your body but not your body. That includes nerve tissue.
You're saying going right into the bloodstream and shunning the normal detoxification process includes the liver when you digest food.
Right. So on occasions, people will have autoimmune reaction against the nerve tissue that's included in that vaccine. And by default, those antibodies that are created by your immune system will attack your own nervous system. It's very simple. When we bring in an animal tissue, bypassing the liver is the firewall, you know, or if your liver is actually having shunting a failure, you know, that's most autoimmune diseases. But when you take a quantity of animal tissue, which vaccines are made from, there are millions of gallons of slaughterhouse blood and waste that go into vaccine production. So you can get the tissues that are like your body but not your body. When you inject them directly, any number of autoimmune reactions can occur, but especially nerve tissue. It's that simple. And these people know it. And they know that your body's going to react negatively, sometimes violently, like in the case of Justin Bieber. Or like the other people that are dealing with heart issues and all kinds of failure. Vaccines will include also testicle and ovary tissue from the animals. So if you inject that into your body, which part of your body is going to be assaulted? By your own immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be your testes if you're male, your ovaries if you're female. This is well understood in the industry. And I just go crazy when I don't hear my, quote, fellows telling you the truth. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you, Chris. It's so simple. It's that simple. You're injecting directly into your bloodstream the tissues that are like you but not you.
And that's the AstraZeneca vaccine. Yeah, and the AstraZeneca COVID-19 so-called vaccine, they use a chimpanzee aborted fetus and GMOs. And let me see here, pulling up from the UK's own, this is my notes here, pulling up on screen here with the UK's own website at gov.uk, summary of product characteristics for Vaxzevria. And let me see, it says, put it up on screen as I read it. It says that it includes recombinant replication deficient chimpanzee adenovirus vector encoding the SARS-CoV-2 spike glycoprotein produced in genetically modified human embryonic kidney, or HEK-293 cells, that's the cell line.
By the way, the other fact...
Who knows what they're putting in the other shots? We don't have the ingredients list.
The other fact that no matter which tissue you harvest to produce your vaccine, it's going to carry the RNA and the DNA of that animal. And if that RNA or DNA gets into your system, it can be incorporated or inserted into yours.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you also have the synthetic genetic spike protein that's been that's going right into the liver cells within the 6-hour study that they did, and you know, I can pull that up really quick to show folks. Let's see, here it is. It's entitled "Intracellular Reverse Transcription of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA Vaccine BNT162b2 in vitro in human liver cell line," Lund University, Sweden, January 2022, published in current issues in Molecular Biology. So, yeah, it's not just animals. It's the synthetic genetics that, according to Fauci, were from the Chinese government. We trusted them in order to make the COVID shots for the mRNA.
We don't even have to blame
China. Shots.
We don't even have to blame China. In the production of a vaccine, you're using thousands of gallons of slaughterhouse blood and offal. That's a fact. Thousands of gallons with all the contaminants included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I wouldn't be surprised. It'd be nice if we... Well, we've already seen causing these self-replicating objects. I can't call them clots, but Mike Adams, I know, has been reported widely on here in Republic. I had him see live June 13th when he was guest hosting Alex Jones's show and had on Dr. Jane Ruby. And even when these samples are taken from autopsy subjects and then put in the refrigerator, they continue growing, allegedly, reportedly.
Well, see, when you do a blood transplant or blood transfusion, if you don't get the right blood type, you cause clotting. You can kill your patient if you don't give them the exact blood type. Now, what kind of blood type does a cow or a chicken or pig or a monkey have? Is it yours? It's that simple. We contaminate the human body with something like it, but not it. And the body is like a creator. It is very jealous. Thou shalt have no other bodies before me. Does that make sense? That's the way the body's reacting. When I worked in transplant surgery, we had to suppress the immune system to keep the immune system from attacking that new heart or that new kidney or that new liver. Mm-hmm. The body's jealous like its creator. It doesn't want to be corrupted. We bring in this foreign animal tissue, and the body's offended and goes crazy sometimes in attacking that foreign tissue. But by default, will attack your tissue that is similar to it. That's what's happened with Justin Bieber. There was...
Sorry there, Tom. You're welcome to call back. Briefly, if you want to finish up what you have to say there. Do we have Art in Georgia? He says he's on hold in the chat room. Okay, I'm not sure. Good morning, Art. All right, what's on your mind? And thanks for that article from the Gateway Pundit. If we have the time to get to, it's entitled, "Here is the updated list of U.S.-based food manufacturing plants destroyed under the Biden administration," from the Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoff, June 11th, 2022. Yeah, I hear you. I hear Art. Go ahead. Sam, I can hear Art. That's fine. I can hear Art. Yeah, I hear you, Sam, and I hear Art as well. So he's going out. He's coming across my headphones.
But anyway, you know...
Okay, we're good now, Art. Go ahead.
So, you know, they started out earlier this year, even coming right out of Joe Biden's own mouth, that there were going to be some food shortages. But now they want us to believe that everything's okay. Well, if folks in the chat room, click that link that Chris posted there that I shared with him. And this is a list beginning in January of last year. I believe it was like January 11th or something like that. Was the very first incident, but going all the way up until just a few days ago, you know, June 14th, 99, count them, 99, that's one shy of 100 different processing plants, farms, all kinds of stuff. Here's one a lot of people wouldn't think about. Back on the 9th of this month, irrigation water was canceled in California, the number one producer of food in the United States. They shifted all that water to go to the Delta. The farms are not getting the water. 10,000 head of cattle died just on the 14th of this month, supposedly from the heat wave. Well, we wouldn't have had that problem if they'd had water. And these just countless, over 2 million chickens destroyed at a farm in Knox, Nebraska. 1.5 million chickens destroyed at an egg farm in Catch. 2 million chickens destroyed in Minnesota. And it just goes on and on and on. Just endless, 99 of these bad boys. Now, I could see, oh, there's nothing to really worry about if we had a half dozen, maybe a dozen scattered across the country. But when you have 99 processing food facilities all the way from the farm itself up to the packaging plants, burned down, blown up, God only knows, animals being slaughtered in the millions, and you don't think there's not going to be a food shortage? This is what people don't understand. There is coming a shortage. And I'm right there with Tom and the rest of them. If you ain't got your preps together, you in a world of deep poo-poo. Because guys like me ain't going to feel sorry for you.
When you get your food stores, and if you don't have any way to grow anything, if you don't have the space or the expertise or the skill to grow food, then at least have enough food to last you until you do. I found a lot at the local food bank, fortunately. If folks want to get a stock up on free food, then you might go check out where they toss expired food out or damaged cans. Or, you know, might just be that the label is stained or the box is crushed, or even department stores, grocery stores. They toss out a lot of stuff that's just... because they maybe a whole case is worth just because, say, one in the case is broken and then stained the labels of others, and they could spend the time oftentimes they could recover them by rinsing them off and making them look as good as new, but they don't. And if you can't afford to, I see these videos go to Walmart. I'm discouraged. It's a multinational corporation, enslaving your fellow debt slaves. Across the world, but you can go and get a lot of stuff for free at supermarkets, at food banks, and even higher quality stuff at health stores. And maybe try something that you've never even thought of buying before. They don't give out. They ought to. They increase their own business because if people try things that they've never would have thought of buying, they'll be more likely to buy them in the future, and they'll have more money to buy stuff in the stores. So they're slitting their own throats by tossing it away and not giving it to food banks. And found a local health store in my neighborhood trashing so much, whereas even Whole Foods will give to the local food bank, and Sprouts, which is kind of a semi health store, and I think the Fresh Market does too. Trader Joe's does too. So all these other chain stores give to food bank, the local large food bank, very big operation. But the local independently owned health store won't. And use that to your benefit. And, you can feed your community at the same time, help them get stocked up. But, hey, I want to mention real quickly, don't tell folks if you're in an emergency, never tell them what you have. In an emergency, ask them what they need, what they like to eat. And then if you can fulfill that need, you tell them what you want. But don't let on what you have in advance. If you find that you have what they want, then say, okay, I've got this and you have something I want. So then let's do a trade. But don't risk your provisions by telling others. Don't show your hand prematurely.
Yeah, and it's not just the food processing plants that are being destroyed. It's not just the animals that are being killed off. We had just last month a train carrying limestone derailed just outside of Jensen Beach, Florida. There was a smoldering pile of sulfur which burst into a raging chemical fire at Nutrien Ag Solutions. So it's even the fertilizer processing plants that are being hit. And I'm sorry, when we have 99 various different food-connected industries or businesses all across the country, 99 of these bad boys in a year and a half, it starts to, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm like Farron Schultz. I'm a conspiracy realist, you know. This is just a little too, I don't believe in coincidence. I simply do not believe in coincidence. I'm at the point now, when I first started hearing about this, I was like, oh, man, this is terrible. But now I'm at the point where I'm starting to see connections that would lead me to want to believe this is all staged. They need food shortages. I know somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody once said that you control the nation's money, you control the nation. But no, you control the food, you control the people.
Right. Well, thanks, Art. We're out of time. One last point I wanted to mention, this article, summit.news. New study concludes lockdowns caused at least 170,000 excess deaths in the U.S., published by Steve Watson, June 13, 2022. And that's all the time that we have time for here on Liberation Station Radio Show. Come on back and tune in next Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Chris Magnus. The site is The Liberation Station.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.